What kind of man are you? This life will require you to be steadfast, immovable, strong, and courageous. Though this world says you should get a trophy just for showing up, and there are no winners and losers, you must train to win the prize. You do the hard things. You persevere. You are becoming the man God created you to be. You exercise discipline, the discipline of manliness.
Hey there, guys. Welcome back to another episode in the Discipline of Manliness podcast. Glad to be back with you again. As many of you know, if you listened to the last episode, I recently was talking about being the man in the arena and how it's important for us to get engaged in competition, not just to be the best or to, you know, raise up our egos or blow it up our egos or anything like that, but to challenge ourselves to be better than we were yesterday, and to find our weak points and see what we can do to keep getting better and keep improving in various aspects of our life. Because that challenge, that the challenge of a competition, really pushes us to keep doing better. It adds a layer of accountability. It promotes that constant improvement and continuous education in whatever our chosen competition is, whether it be sports or art or a race or whatever you might choose to use as your form of competition. It's always good for you. It always builds us up and makes us better. It can be something we use in a negative light to just to boost our egos, but that is not the point of what a competition should be for, in my opinion, and definitely not something I want to be using competition for just to blow up my ego. If I were doing that, it would tend to backfire far more often than would ever blow my ego up anyway. But it was it's just something I've been thinking about and wanted to share with you guys, as I was just recently going to a competition. So I just came back from that. I was in a taxidermy competition in a show where there was a lot of seminars, and it was a really great experience. I learned a ton. There was so much great information in the seminars. And what's more important, I learned a ton more from competing and putting my piece into the competition. And it's one thing to sit there and listen to what you should do, but it's another thing to take what you've been doing, put it on display, and let a judge have to tell you where you could have done better. And to see and remember, I remember what I did on those steps, and I now know how I can do that part better. I learned a lot. It was super helpful. And I will say I did about as well as I thought I would, not as well as I hoped I would do. So it was an excellent time, great use of my time and money and everything to be involved in that competition. It'll just continue to make me a better taxidermist and make me better in my commercial work, which I do is what I do for the clients. So I'm excited to bring all that back here to the shop and start doing better and better and continuously improve my work. It's also something I'm going to be getting into, taking mine apart and seeing what I can reconstruct and fix and change, and hopefully take that same piece and put it in a different competition, maybe later on this year, and see if I can boost those scores up and do even better. So overall, like I said, really great time. Hope you guys listened to last week's episode. If not, go back and check that out about becoming the man in the arena. Highly encourage you to listen to that. And then think about this week's episode, and that what I want to talk about is how we respond to either success or failure when we get into a competition. There's, you know, obviously two ways we can go. You know, you could compete and you could ultimately end up being the best. You know, maybe it's a first time competing, but maybe you just end up doing really, really well in whatever your form of competition was. And if that's the case and you succeed and you come in first, or, you know, you get the gold or whatever it is that you win your competition, we have to respond to that. And we also have a different response when we fail. And so something I want you guys to think about is, how do you respond when you succeed in life? Guys, I hope, first of all, you'll be a good sport. Don't gloat. Don't act all high and mighty. Now, you see it in sports all the time, and I get there's excitement when you make a good play or you do well, but I like the old saying, act like you've been there before. You know, so when you succeed, first to me is just don't gloat, don't boost up that ego, because that's not what it's about anyway. I kind of go to the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, where it says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves." And I think that is a really important verse for us to remember as men, that it's not about us. It's not about, again, the vanity, our own egos, as I've said. It's just about the competition and how we get better and how we practice daily and how we continue to show up and challenge ourselves to become a better version of who we are. And like I said, in a competition, maybe you are the best, but you don't need to go around gloating, rubbing it into everybody else's face. So I think those are important things to remember about how to respond to success when you are the best, or when you have that great play, when you run that race and you were the fastest. Whatever your chosen competition is, I think those are important aspects to remember. And then another thing in responding to success in competition, guys, is also don't rest on your laurels. You know, when you win, when you succeed, after that, don't slack off. I know some of you, I had to look this up before I was going to release this episode, but I was thinking about when we say don't rest on your laurels, you know, what is that? And maybe for some of you, if you didn't know either, laurels were basically an achievement. It was basically a bestowment of an award or praise on someone in recognition of what they'd achieved. So that's what laurels is. When they say don't rest on your laurels, we're saying don't rest on your achievements. So it's really important that when you succeed, you don't just say, okay, well, I won, I succeeded, that's it, I'm the best, and then you never do anything else. You know, you look at, I was in a restaurant just last night, and I saw they had the best of, you know, our town in 2013 and 2014. Guys, that's 10 and 11 years ago. And I get that was cool that you did that. It was great that you were the best of, you know, the local hometown restaurants back then. But that's a long, long time. I mean, if we haven't done anything since then, maybe we shouldn't be, you know, boasting about our old achievements and resting on that. Like, you know, we're still the best. You know, if that's the case, if you've won something, I would say consider now, how can you do even better? How can you keep on top? How can you stay ahead of the game and stay ahead of the pack and continue to win? If it's a one-time thing for you, if say you were going to run a race and you don't plan on doing that all the time, then find something else to compete in too. Find another skill set to build up and to be growing in and becoming better at. Remember, I like this other saying too, you're only as good as your last at bat. You know, when, in, again, another sports analogy, but you know, if you stepped up and hit the home run, and you won the game, that's great, but that was the last time you were at bat. You have another chance at bat now. What are you going to do with this opportunity here and now? So whether it's continuing to get better in your chosen area of competition, if maybe that's something you have ongoing that you want to get better and better at, and you said you won your event, then keep figuring out how to stay on top, how to get better, and how to keep improving on what you've already done. If you decided that was a one and done type of competition for me, and now you're going to move on, then determine your next thing and build your skill sets there. But don't slack off after an achievement. Now to think about, how do we respond to failure? And this event I was in, I did, like I said, about as well as I thought I was going to. We accumulate points, or you get scored on so many points, so you can have multiple entries all score, you know, and get the same ranking. So it's not like I got a certain ranking over everybody in the competition. In my particular case, I got a third place ribbon. So there was, you know, multiple third place ribbons. There's multiple second place ribbons in what we do. But there are only, you know, one like best of show. So those types of things are where you get, you know, to stand apart and set apart in my type of competition. So I got a third place ribbon for what I did. And I was able to now get some critiques and get some feedback, figure out some areas, some things I knew that I was, when I entered, I knew I had some weak points and some things that weren't right. Fortunately I was able to self-identify those things. And then I had some other things that were, mistakes on my part that I missed. So things that I needed to improve. But overall, you know, when you don't do as well as you want to do, how do you respond to that? And first of all, guys, that's your position, when you fail at your event or you fail in your competition and you don't do as well as you want, first of all, recognize what went well. What did you do right? for me, it was at least identifying several of my mistakes ahead of time. So it wasn't a surprise to me when the judge explained to me what I did wrong. So that went well. I had a variety of other things that I caught along the way that I knew I'd caught and fixed. So I can look back and say those things went well. But you have to recognize where you did things right and how you had a good foundation to build on and what you should continue to build on. But you got to recognize that. So first of all, what went well in what you did for your competition? Second of all, recognize what could have gone better. What could you have done better? What could you have improved on? So this is finding your weak points. Guys, look at what you did. You know, where did you make mistakes? Where did the flaws come in? Where could you have improved? Where could you have pushed harder? You know, depending on your competition, whether it's a physical thing, whether it's art, kind of like my taxidermy competition is, if it's music, you know, whatever your aspect is, what did you trip up on and what could you have done better? So you got to look back, identify those things that went right, identify those things that went wrong. And then thirdly, and this is where we really take action, where rubber's going to meet the road, guys, determine your steps to improve and take daily action. This is the big one. And this is where many of us just stop. We fail in a competition and we get all bummed out and disappointed, or our feelings get hurt. And then we're just like, man, well, I just don't want to do that anymore. Like, oh, I'm not going to step into that anymore, because now I'm embarrassed, or I feel like a loser. Don't fall into that trap. That's not how we respond to failure as men. That's not how we should be responding. We got to look at the things that we did right, acknowledge those. We got to acknowledge the things we did wrong and what didn't go well. And then you got to make your daily plan of what you're going to do to improve. Figure out how to improve on your mistakes, how to stop making those mistakes, and find a daily practice of what you can do to stop making those. So for me, I took a bunch of notes on what I could have done better when I was mounting my taxidermy project for this competition. And now I have those in my phone and I have a list, and I'm going to go back and try to actually fix the things I did wrong in this mount. And I've never done that. I've never had to like tear into a mount that's already done and try to redo it. So I'm going to venture into new territory here. And since it's mine, it's my hide, it's, you know, everything I did was, it's all my own work for me personally. That's the right time and place for me to do that. So I'm going to start looking into this list that I made, and I'm going to start evaluating that as I go back over this thing, and I'm going to check all those boxes off. And then as I work on my clients' pieces from here on out too, I'm going to look back at those areas that I knew I was weak, and I'm going to start taking a little bit of extra discipline and time as I go back over the mount when I'm done, when everything's still fresh and I can move some things around and tweak it. I'm going to go back over those and I'm going to start making sure that I check these things early and often, and way before I'm ever even mounting a project. And then I'm going to double check them once I've actually mounted it. So I don't want these things to slip by on me. I'm going to start double checking all these things as we go along. Another thing I'm going to do is I'm going to invest in some new tools. There's some things that would make my life a little bit easier if I put a little money into it. And some of it hurts because some of it is a little bit expensive, but it's stuff that will ultimately help me work more efficiently and be better and just give me a little more flexibility in what I'm doing. So I'm going to invest in some new tools. So that's another thing for me that I'm going to invest in. And I would say, don't be afraid to invest in yourselves and whatever tools you need for your competition. Like I've said, if it's a race, maybe you need some better running shoes. Maybe that'd make it more comfortable and make it easier for you to train. Maybe it's, if you're into another form of art, maybe you need some new paint brushes, and maybe a better quality paintbrush would help you get a better effect in your painting. If it's, you know, music, maybe it's, you know, paying a coach, paying someone to teach you and help you practice, you know, your scales and things like that. Or maybe you need to buy yourself a metronome to practice your scales and practice your timing. Whatever your particular choices in your competition or the ways you're going to show up and compete, guys, make sure you're investing in yourselves to have the tools you need to do well. It's no point in competing, in my opinion, if we're just going to go kind of haphazardly about it and do the bare minimum and just squeak by with what we have. guys, make a real effort, make a good attempt and a solid effort, and choose to invest in yourselves. And like I said, if your area of competition, as I talked about last week, is something that does matter to you, that should be something that's building you up, not just in that one aspect, but that's building you up in all the aspects of how you show up as a man and how you show up in your masculinity, then you should care about that competition. That should be something that matters to you, and you should be willing and have a desire to invest in it, because investing in that area of competition isn't just going to make you better there. It's going to make you better in all the aspects of your masculinity. So those are a few of my big takeaways, guys, from how my competition went and just overall responding to success or failure. So just a quick recap of that, guys. When you succeed, when you're the winner, when you've come out on top, guys, first of all, be a good sport. Act like you've been there before. Like I said in that verse from Philippians, guys, don't just do this out of selfish ambition. Don't compete for vanity and conceit, but be humble. Guys, have humility, consider others and the other people better than yourselves, and show up and win in a way that's humble. And then don't rest on your laurels. Guys, don't slack off after you win. Do everything you can to show up again and stay on top. Not for your ego, but to just the continual challenge, for that continual challenge to yourself. And then when you fail, guys, when we don't show up the way we wanted, when we don't have the results we wanted, recognize what went well. Guys, recognize what you could have done better, and then determine your steps to improve and take daily action. That's my episode for you guys this week. I really appreciate you guys listening. Thanks so much for tuning in and joining me again. I always look forward to bringing you these episodes and sharing my thoughts and what's going on for me and how I'm taking these different things in my life and applying them to me. You guys help me do that every week by having to show up and do this episode or do the next episode. So you guys keep me thinking and evaluating what I'm doing and how it applies to me. So always love bringing you those, guys. If these episodes have been helpful for you, if they're challenging you, guys, I would really ask you, please go in and leave a rating and review in your podcast platform. It really helps the show grow, and I've seen the numbers. You know, when you guys are sharing episodes, guys, I can see which episodes are doing better. It really, really helps me out, and it helps us get this message out in how to become the men God intended us to be. And this isn't just, you know, how we show up, you know, personally just for ourselves, guys. It's how we're impacting other men in our lives. That brotherhood that we have, especially as believers in Christ. So guys, definitely be sharing that, leaving that rating and review, and then sharing those episodes with other people. Like I said, that's a huge help to this show. And then don't forget, you can always submit me ideas for topics. I'd love to talk about the things you guys have questions on or want to hear about. So by all means, shoot me ideas to disciplineofmanliness@gmail.com. Or you can just hit me up on the social channels. I'm Discipline of Manliness on Facebook and Instagram. You can hit me up there. I'm probably even more active if you go to Mission Taxidermy, my Mission Taxidermy page. That's where I'm probably the most active out of anything. But you can also hit me up at my own personal one, Colin.Hornback as well. Guys, I hope you'll tune in next week. We'll bring you another episode in how we are meant to show up and be the men God intended us to be. We'll keep talking about our aspects of masculinity. Until then, guys, keep practicing the discipline of manliness.